My name is Amado Bustos, and this is episode 13 of the Who Burned My Toast MusicCast. In case this is your first time listening, welcome. Also, I want to mention that as I stated earlier, this is episode 13, which means there are 12 other equally awesome MusicCast episodes on this RSS feed. Just subscribe to us on iTunes, or search the blog if you just want to download the MP3s, www.whoburnmytoast.blogspot.com. Now, with that out of the way, let's roll the intro music. Yes, Demon's Souls. Whenever I want to annoy my wife, I sing the first bit of that song and immediately get the evil eye. Anyway, this is a third-person action RPG developed by Japanese studio From Software. Now, because I said the words RPG and Japanese, some of you probably rolled your eyes thinking back to those turn-based JRPG that you're used to. I'm here to tell you that this is not that game. Demon's Souls is basically a spiritual successor to an old series called King's Field. I won't go into King's Field because I already wrote a short article about it, and well, this episode's about Demon's Souls. Anyway, Demon's Souls is a third-person, loot-grabbing, dungeon-crawling, equipment-upgrading, semi-online, medieval-themed fantasy action RPG with amazing graphics, very balanced gameplay, and a very steep learning curve. By action RPG, I mean, you have complete control of your character at all times. In fact, just looking at the different classes, from barbarians to mages, you might think it was developed by a Western developer. Have a look at the demons that don't look like goofy orcs or red-nosed trolls, though, and it's clear that you're playing a Japanese game with very Japanese design sense. This game was developed by From Software in joint development with Sony Computer Entertainment Japan Studio, SCE Japan Studio, directed by Hidetaka Miyazaki of From Software, and produced by Takeshi Kaji from SCE Japan Studio. The music was composed by Shunsuke Kida. The story is set in the fictional kingdom of Boletaria, ruled by the aging King Alan XII. Because of his greed, the king searched for power and prosperity through the dark ritual of channeling the power of souls. That brought unprecedented prosperity to Boletaria, until the deep fog covered the land's outskirts, cutting off the kingdom from the outside world. Neighboring kingdoms sent scouts to investigate, but none returned after entering the fog. It was only after Valorfax of the Royal Twin Fangs broke free from the fog that the rest of the world could be told of Boletaria's plight. By channeling souls, King Alan had awakened the Old One, a great demon residing below the Nexus. With the Old One's awakening, a dark fog had swept in, that within it unleashed demons who feasted on the souls of mankind, where those left alive without a soul became insane and violent. Without resistance, the fog slowly begins to spread beyond Boletaria. Many brave warriors attempted to breach the fog and save Boletaria, while others were swayed at the prospect of harnessing the demons' souls. Either way, many were lost to the fog. The player takes control of one such warrior who breaches the fog and enters the Lost Kingdom. However, shortly after entering, the lone hero adventurer is killed by a great demon. After dying, the hero, now in soul form, appears in the Nexus. In the Nexus, they are greeted by the Maiden in Black, a mysterious and blinded patron of the Nexus, who gives them the quest to travel to each region of Boletaria and retrieve the demons' souls to gain power and eventually free the corrupted kingdom of Boletaria from the Old One. Demon's Souls is a PS3 exclusive. If you own a PS3 and are looking for something new and challenging to play, let me emphasize the word challenging. This is it. It was released in 2009 to critical acclaim, given 8s, 9s, and 10s on every site that counts. This was a huge success for From Software. I actually got to play this without any knowledge of what it was going to be like. I think my review was called Demon's Souls Makes Me Want to Punch Babies. This game now rests on the top of my shelf as being one of my most played games on the PS3 system. I've beaten it 3 times now, and I'm working on my 4th playthrough. If I can give any advice to you out there who've never played this and are just about to, I'd say, always hold your shield out, creep around corners, and use magic. Magic is one of the most useful tools in this game, whether you're using the spells that, you know, like Magic Missile, or whether you're using a spell sword type character where you're using enhancements to your swords. Just use magic. Also, visit the Demon's Souls Wikia page. It's insanely useful for figuring out what to upgrade on your character first, or what build you're going to go to. Anyway, enjoy. Well, that's it for this MusiCast. Visit us at whoburnmytoast.blogspot.com. Join the conversation at facebook.com/whoburnmytoast. We love you all. Also, email us, whoburnmytoast@gmail.com, with your requests for other MusiCasts or whatever, really. We have a lot of them coming down the pipeline, but we're always willing to do fan requests. Anyway, you guys have a good week. Sorry this one came in late. Also, one more thing, now that I think about it. Like I said, Demon Souls was made by From Software. Well, From Software is working on another game that is just about to come out on October 4th. It's called Dark Souls. Yeah, I know, very similar. It also is a very similar game. So if you're interested in this game at all, which, if you're listening, I'm sure you are, and you probably already know about this, just in case you don't, pick that up. Alright, have a good one.